Good morning and welcome to Lawful Insight. I'm attorney Trisha Morales Padilla, and I'm going to be bringing people looking for answers to their divorce and custody matters, bite-sized pieces of information to help them navigate along the way and hopefully make the road a little less bumpy. If you're listening to this podcast and you have any questions, you can go ahead and email us to lawfulinsightpodcast@gmail.com, or you can call us at 210-410-8013. Today's podcast, we're going to be talking about real estate. It's episode number 3, and I want to talk to you guys a little bit about real estate because I get a lot of questions from people that want to know, I have a house, we're getting divorced, what happens? So one thing to keep in mind is in Texas, or a community property state. So what that means is anything that was acquired during the marriage is automatically presumed to be split 50-50. Now, there's a few things that can kind of change that, and we can talk about that later. But what that means is if you've bought a house, it's going to be split 50-50. Either any equity that you have, which means any amount of money that's difference between what the house is worth and what you owe, or any debt. So some people buy a house, and 1 year later, they decide they're going to get divorced. After you go through the process of selling the house, it may not be, you know, you may have to come to the table with money to pay the closing costs and the realtor fees. So that debt is also split 50-50. Now, one thing people want to know as well is they say, look, I'm the only name on it. My husband's name is not on it. Is he still entitled to some of it? And the answer to that is yes. If it was acquired during the marriage, there's two kind of different scenarios. You have your mortgage that you're paying for the property, and then you also have the deed, which is the title to the property. So the questions that you kind of need to start getting some answers to prior to contacting an attorney are whose name is on the mortgage, so whose name is on the loan, and then whose names are on the deed. In the divorce, we don't like to leave the divorce open with assets that your names are both still tied to, so we like to dispose of everything that we can. But the question is going to be is if you are both on the mortgage, then you don't want to get divorced and have an asset that is still owed with your name on it. Even if your spouse says, hey, look, I'm going to keep paying it. And that's obviously for you guys to determine how you want to do with that. The concern there is that somewhere down the line, 1, 2, 3, 5 years, they stop paying it. Your name is still on that loan and your credit is still affected. Additionally, depending on your financial circumstances, you may not be able to get a loan, another loan, and buy another house because you already have a loan on a house. So the options for you at that point are going to be to either one spouse can buy the other one out at half of the equity, and you can determine what the equity is by either agreeing to a sales price or having an appraiser come out and give you a value, and whatever half of that equity is, you can buy your spouse out. Or the other option is if you guys can't buy your spouse out and refinance the loan, because sometimes people can't qualify to refinance under just their name, then the only other option is to sell the residence, the marital residence. And then once you sell the marital residence, then from there, you can put the amount in. If there's still a dispute as to how it's going to be split, you can put the amount into one of the attorney's trust accounts until everybody has a clear indication of how it's going to be split. Sometimes out of any monies from the sale of the residence, you'll pay off community debt. So that way all of those things get resolved in the divorce. Now, some people have a residence that's bought prior to the marriage. And in that case, generally that would be separate property. So anything that is acquired prior to the marriage is separate property. Now, there could always be some type of a reimbursement claim for any money that may have been put into the house, depending on what it is. It's very fact specific. You'll have to call an attorney and clarify exactly what was done. But if money may have been put into the house, they may have a reimbursement claim to recover that money out. But generally speaking, if the house was bought prior to the marriage, then you are going to be able to retain that property as separate property. Additionally, another factor would be, and again, you'll have to clarify with an attorney once you get down to deciding that this is something that you want to do and you're going to file for divorce, to get the specifics of your case. But another issue that comes up as well as somebody, they're buying a house as soon as they get married and they have the down payment is separate property. So they come to, you know, the closing table with $50,000 down payment on the marital residence, but that $50,000 is separate property. And again, it's fact specific. How long have you been married? How long have you guys owned the house at the time of divorce? But you could have a reimbursement claim for your down payment. And again, that will depend. So you're going to want to contact an attorney or shoot us a question at lawfulinsightpodcast@gmail.com, or you can give us a call at 210-410-8013. So if you have any questions, go ahead and let us know. I just generally wanted to talk to you guys about real estate and specifically marital residences. The same thing goes for rental properties and stuff like that. Anything that you guys acquire during the marriage, you've got to get split. If it's paid off, then you can determine what the value is and if somebody is going to keep it or if you can just get cashed out and kind of go from there. All right. Thanks for listening. Again, my name is Tricia Morales Padilla. If you have any questions, give us a call 210-410-8013 or shoot us an email at lawfulinsightpodcast@gmail.com. And I appreciate you listening. Thanks. Have a great day.